الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على محمد رسول الله سيد الأولين والآخرين وإمام الأنبياء والمرسلين الشافع المشفع يوم الدين ومن استنى بسنته واهتدى بهديه إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، حياكم الله أيها الأخوة والأخوات، dear brothers and sisters، you are welcome to this session of the key to knowledge. Brother Joseph were asking not to speak too close to the mic. Is this now good for you? Is this okay? Just before we begin, sisters, inshallah ta'ala, we begin starting the class. And as you all know, that this will be the last part of the Aqeedah and how it affects in our life, in our daily life. We have already begun through a series of verifications of how the Aqeedah can affect on our daily life. We spoke already about the Aqeedah and ilm or knowledge. Aqeedah and knowledge. And I wish that anybody can give me anything about this. Naam, Ikhwan. Let us see something from you, Ikhwan. We have already spoken about Aqeedah and knowledge. How can it affect on our lives and how it can affect on our iman as well? If you have taqwa, Allah will teach you. Right? I don't mix the exact verse. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهُ. طيب. One should seek knowledge to correct or to remove his ignorance, or to correct it from him first. Aziz says, neither is none worth of worship but Allah, and seek forgiveness for you, for your sins. Okay, this is the ayah of Surah Muhammad. اعلم أنه لا إله إلا الله واستغفر لذنبك. No, I gave you the proofs and evidences, and I showed you how it fits and it changes things in your life. Now, عبد الله سوزو should shape our daily conduct and worldly and outwardly. Was not here fight. We said that Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءِ. The most ones who fear the ones who fear Allah the most are the people of knowledge. And the ulama say about this, من كان بالله أعرف كان منه أخوف. من كان بالله أعرف كان منه أخوف. Who is more aware of Allah than he is the one who fear Allah the most. Naam. So the ilm affects on the person. The ilm affects. If you seek knowledge sincerely and to raise the ignorance in yourself, Allah Ta'ala will place taqwa in your heart and make you one of those who fear Allah the most. And by that, everything in your life is going to change. And I remember I gave you an example of we can give the example of money. Like for example, they say that Fudayl ibn Iyad, Imam Fudayl ibn Iyad, has only somebody who robbed people in the streets. But when Allah Ta'ala guided him and he started seeing knowledge, Allah sincerely, Allah Ta'ala raised him to be one of the imams of this ummah. I mean, Islam. So, Islam. Fine. I'm just reviewing. Because it's a preparation for the exam. Just to review, so inshallah, next week we are going to have also one level revision on Saturday. On Sunday we are going to have the exam to see how much information, how much knowledge we got people, and how does it be. It can help. Right. Also we spoke about the aqidah and ibadah. Aqidah and ibadah. There's some strong link between the aqidah and ibadah. The proper ibadah is based on the aqidah. The acceptable ibadah is based on the the dhara aqidah. The dhara ibadah, acceptable ibadah, is based on the dhara aqidah. How can that be? I told you the hadith of the man who killed 99 I told you about the ayah verses of Allah Ta'ala, where Allah Ta'ala said, for example, وَلَقَدْ أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ وإلى الذين من قبلك لئن أشركت ليحبطن عملك ولتكونن من الخاسرين. And he has revealed it to you and to those who were before you, who were before you. Like if you commit to association, all of your deeds, good deeds, will be discounted and disregarded. And it will be from amongst the losers. From amongst the losers. Now, as in Surah Zumar, Ayah 65. So, this shows us that the Aqeedah, as Allah Ta'ala also said, as in Surah Ali Imran 51, Na'am, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَنْ يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ غَالِ اللَّهِ فَجِرْ نَوْءُ. Then Allah will give us associated with him in relation. But he, Allah Ta'ala, forgives the one who forgives anything else below that, below it. And Allah Ta'ala said, as in Surah Al-Furqan, Ayah 23, وَقَدِمْنَا إِلَى مَا عَمِلُوا مِنْ عَمَلٍ فَجَعَلْنَاهُ هَبَاءً مَنْثُورًا. We have approached all what they did of the deeds, meaning the worshiping deeds, that they took you out from it. Now, and we have turned it to be like dust which is flying on the air, in the air. And Allah Ta'ala also said, as the surah, the last ayah of Surah Al-Kahf, قُلْ هَلْ نُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِالْأَخْسَرِينَ أَعْمَالًا الَّذِينَ ضَلَّ سَعْيُهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ صُنْعًا. Say, O Muhammad, should I not tell you about those losers, those who lost their deeds? Those are the ones who are their rituals have gone astray. While they think that they were doing good, that they were doing good. And as Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-Ghashiyah, عاملة وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حاملة. Say, O Muhammad, should we not tell you about the ones who have you received the news? Have you received the news of those cases? Have you received the news of the Ghashiya, which is the day of resurrection, and which some faces are going to be covered with shambles. Shambles. And shame. They used to do deeds that they used to think they were good, and maybe they were good, but not based on Tawrat Aqidah. But not based on Tawrat Aqidah. Therefore, these deeds are not good. Now, and the ayat and the hadith are so many in that. Now, as Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-Fatiha, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. وعلماء say like سفيان بن عيينة, he said that مغضوب عليهم are the Yahud because they received the money, but they asked differently from what they had received. And the Balin are the Christians because they did the deeds without knowing everything, legislative or not, permissible or not. Now, well, and also we spoke about aqidah and manners, and we gave a lot of hadith there. We are also about the aqidah and suluk. Which is, we spoke about the aqidah and akhlaq, which is the fifth. And the aqidah and suluk, which is the manner, or the method of implementing the ibadah. We said, it is to follow the revelation and submit yourself to it. We spoke also about the aqidah and the rulers and scholars, and we said that one has to obey the rulers and not to practice khuruj against them by criticizing them openly, by speaking against them, by motivating the people to demonstrate or whatsoever. And we spoke about the aqidah and the kindness with the honor with the guest, and the honor with the neighbor, as well as the honor with the kinship. The kinship. All this we spoke about yesterday and before. And we also spoke about the aqidah and sadaqah, charity. As Allah Ta'ala said at the beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah, الإسلامين ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون يؤمنون بالغيب. Those are the believers are the ones who believe in the unseen and from the first and give out صدقة أو زكاة. We also spoke about the عقيدة and ذكر. العقيدة عن ذكر. نعم. And we spoke about the عقيدة عن love and hate. Love and hate. And we said in this particularly that people of today misunderstand this. People of today misunderstand this. Nam, They do not deal with the love and hate or tolerate. And we said that in the hadith of Ibn Abbas and another hadith that we brought up to show that there is a great connection and link between the aqidah and love and hate. We said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam أي تطعير الإيمان الحب في الله والبغض في الله. The strongest link of the chain of iman is the love for the sake of Allah and the hate for the sake of Allah. Meaning not based on how much you love this person and how much you dislike that person. And how close this person to you, and how far this person from you. We spoke a little bit about al-amr bil ma'ruf wal nahy an munkar, and we may speak about it. الله تعالى says in the Quran المؤمنون والمؤمنات بعضهم أولياء بعض فهونا على يأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر. As we say, Tawbah 71, as male and female, or men and women, are awliya for each other, supporters for each other. Main question and Imran 104 ولتكن منكم أمة يدعون إلى الخير ويأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر وأولئك هم المفلحون. Let a group of you call unto the truth or the good and enjoin the good and forbid the evil, and those are the ones of success. الله عليه وسلم سيد عنده أول نعمان بن بشير which is reported by الإمام البخاري رضي الله عنه سيد بن مسجد الله سيد مثل الطائن في حدود الله الواقع بها كمثل استهموا على سفينة فصار بعضهم أعلى وبعضهم أسفل. وكان الذين في أسفلها إذا استقوا ما بقوا من فوق خمسها ربوا قضوا جميعا. وصلى الله عليه وسلم سيد الزامبر بن فوسف who is standing by the boundaries of Allah not exceeding them as you are who fell into the I exceed the boundaries of Allah and fall into what Allah has been forbidden. That is to sail from one place to another. The path the way on as holy and why should we every time disturb our brothers who are on the deck to get water? If we just make a hole in our path, which is directly into the water, into the sea or the river, then we can get the water from there and avoid bothering those who are up on the deck. As if the ones who are on the deck, leave the ones who are in the bottom to do what they want, this will cause them all join and sink, rolling and sink. As if they stop them, as if then they will definitely be saved all. And as he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said on the hadith which is reported by Imam Muslim on the faith of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, من رأى منكم منكرا فليغير بيده, whoever of you sees a munkar munkar is something not permissible in the Sharia of Islam. Whatever it is, could be shirk. فَلْيُغَيِّرْهُ مِنْ تِكْرِ is only for those of authority that's forbidden by man, then at least by his tongue. Then to speak to these people to change where they are upon it, or to speak to their authorities. Then the Muslim authorities. As if not, then at least he made that step by his heart. And that is the lowest rank of Iman. But some people try to avoid that by using sarakans la yadurukum man dalla alayya wa la alaykum an dhurr ayu bunin care about yourself, you are not responsible about those who are misguided after you've been guided. When Simon and Jesus is different, as the ulama said. And also in the hadith reported by Tirmidhi and the Sayyid of Hudayfa, رضي الله تعالى عنهم يسأل المعروف ولتنهون عن المنكر أو ليشكن الله أن يبعث عليكم عقابا منه ثم تدعونه فلا يستجاب لكم. إيه هو سيد you going to set a judgment on you, a punishment from and then you call and talk to you. Yes. So this is about the aqidah. I mean, no one can say, this is not my duty, No, it's the duty of every Muslim, male and female. But there are principles for it. That the munkar, the ma'ruf, or munkar must be ma'ruf as in the sharia of Islam, meaning there is a need for it, and if it is munkar, it must be something that Islam forbids. As we cannot forbid, we cannot legislate for people. And also, it must be to cause more fitna. If I came and conquered Syria and they fought against the Muslims there, Shaykh al-Islam Taymiyyah and some of his students were walking in one of the streets of Damascus when they saw a group of the soldiers of the Tatar sitting drinking khamr, alcohol. The students said to Shaykh al-Islam Taymiyyah, should we not go and forbid this from them? Stop them from that? Doing that, he, rahimahullah ta'ala, said, no, no. Why? If it is so, Shaykh al-Islam Taymiyyah, does he consider khamr haram? No, definitely not. But it is because that, as he said, these people now are drinking and staying. This is sin, no doubt. One of the major sin, but more major than it is that they stop drinking and then they go to the town, to the city town, and kill the people, because that's what they are there for. And now they kept themselves busy with drinking khamr. So here Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah estimated the situation and went to the Mithra Ham sin. Now, so one has to know if his forbidding of munkar is going to have a positive result, then he has to do it. But if he suspects that, or he knows that it's going to cause a negative, a negative reaction, then he should not do that. So aqidah and manhaj, we're doing manhaj by manhaj. It is not us who can explain what is manhaj, but it is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who should mean what the manhaj is.
the manhaj, as Yusuf has told us today, that the whole entire life the registration of the worship, the way of implementation of this worship, the consideration of time, place, and place, and format, and also not only worship, but even everything else in our lives must be according to what Rasulullah s.a.w. came with and what he was about and his companions. And the hadith reported by Ibn Majah, Imam Ahmad is Muslim, Al-Hakim Mustadrak, and authenticated by many, many scholars. Isa s.a.w. said, nation or the Ummah of the Yahud, he said, my Ummah will split into 73 groups. And as the Hadith Isa Salam said, the Yahud split into 71 groups. The Christian, the Nasara, split into 72 groups. And my Ummah will split into 73 groups. All of them and the fire except for one. So it's only the one group. That is like one something big. Not today when the Muslims are more than 1 billion around the world, more than 1,000 million. But it was said during the time of Rasulullah, which is the early beginning of Islam, was a very, very lesser number than it today. But Isa Salam said that to them and to remain as a guidance for us. Isa Salam said to them, this is the manhaj of Ikhwan. If anybody wants to know the manhaj, they need to take the manhaj. If anybody says that we can't split between the manhaj and Aqidah, then you must be wrong. Look at this hadith. You cannot be Salafi in Aqidah and a Khalafi in Manhaj. You cannot be Salafi in Aqidah and Ikhwan Muslimin in Manhaj. You cannot be Salafi in Aqidah and Brother in Manhaj. You cannot be Salafi in Aqidah and Tabligh in Manhaj. You cannot be Salafi in Aqidah and Jama'ah Islami in Manhaj. You cannot be Salafi in Aqidah and whatsoever else in Manhaj. But you got to be Salafi in both Aqidah and Manhaj. What is the meaning of Salafi? Meaning you are a follower of the highest purposes. Not only in the Aqidah, but in everything that you think you are from Allah Ta'ala. So, look at this. Isa Salam, when he was asked, and as long as it is only one group that is going to be survived and protected. Sahaba were so worried about them, and they said who they are, describe them. He said, man kana ala mithli ma ana alayhi yawma wa ashabi, he whosoever is up on what I am up on today and what my companions are up on today. Look at that. Did he say in Aqidah? Did he say only in Ibadah? Did he say only in relations? Did he say only in business transactions? Did he say this or that? No, he just said, who is Abram, what I am Abram today, and my companions. Very clear. Very clear. Even, so this is the Aqidah. Aqidah and the relation with other things that is the base of our lives. That's how we live. Yeah? And and Aqidah and Sunnah, we spoke about it also, and we spoke about Hadith of Al-Arbab ibn Sarila, which is reported by Tirmidhi Abu Dawud ibn Abdul Barr al-Hakim ibn Hibban al-Baghawi al-Mundri ibn Taymiyyah ibn Baz al-Bani. I'm going to care about almost all of these names. Where he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَعَلَيْكُمْ بِسُنَّةِ وَسُنَّةِ الْخُلَفَاءِ الرَّاشِدِينَ الْمَهْدِيِّينَ الرَّاشِدِينَ تَمَسَّكُوا بِهَا وَعَضُّوا عَلَى النَّوَاجِذِ وَإِيَّاكُمْ وَمُحْدَثَاتِ الْأُمُورِ فَإِنَّ كُلَّ مُحْدَثَةٍ بِدْعَةٍ وَكُلَّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ. Hold up on my sunnah and the sunnah of my khulafa who are guided, who are supported, grasp on it and bite on it by the inner teeth and go to the new matters. Avoid them. Do not take them, do not go to them, as every new matter is an innovation. And every innovation is a misguidance. And as in the hadith, and every misguidance is in the fire. We spoke about all this, ikhwan. Ma'am? And today, inshallah, we're going also to speak about some more curves of how to link between the Aqeedah and our lives. Allah Ta'ala, like for example, we have as the things that are doing, and inshaAllah Ta'ala, I wish I can do this in a small bucket size book. Soon, inshaAllah, once we finish this Dora, and inshaAllah to be published. The Aqeedah and everything else in our lives. The Aqeedah and Manhaj. All that we spoke about is the Manhaj. All that we spoke about is the Manhaj. The worship is the Manhaj. The ilm is the Manhaj. The amal is the Manhaj. The character is the Manhaj. The manner is the Manhaj. The sunnah is the Manhaj. In rulers in manhaj, and in the guest manhaj, and in the neighbor manhaj, and in the kinship manhaj, being dutiful to your parents manhaj, being good to your wife manhaj, being a good father, a good mother manhaj, being a good son manhaj, sadaqah is manhaj, dhikr of Allah Ta'ala is manhaj, jihad is manhaj, أمر المعروف أن المنكر is منهج. Love and hate is منهج. And justice is also a منهج. Justice is also a منهج. Allah Ta'ala said in regard to the justice. As in Surah Al-Ma'idah, Ayah 8, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كونوا قوامين لله شهداء بالقسط ولا يجرمنكم شنآن قوم على ألا تعدلوا اعدلوا ولأقرب للتقوى واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. And give me, and let us take a break now, and inshallah first thing we come back after the break. 10 minutes wait for everyone, for anyone who wants to go for refreshment and come back inshallah. First thing we're going to speak about is this ayah, and then we continue on some more examples of the Aqeedah and Manhaj. The Aqeedah and the Manhaj and the further implementation of it in our lives. May Allah accept from us all. والله أعلم وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. نعم dear brothers and sisters, we ended the first hour by saying that the Aqeedah is also related to justice. And the Aqeedah is also related to justice. Allah Ta'ala says, and look to this ayah, subhanAllah, ayah number 8 in Surah Al-Ma'idah. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu kunu qawwamin lillahi shuhada'a bil qist. Ayyuhu believe, stand out firmly for Allah as just witnesses. وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَآنُ قَوْمٍ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا. And let not the enmity and hatred of others make you avoid justice. اعْدِلُوا هُوَ أَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَىٰ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. But just that is near to piety, but just that is near to piety and fear Allah, then Allah is well acquainted with what you do. So fear Allah. Look at that. Justice and fear Allah. And at the beginning, Allah Ta'ala called him, are you going to believe? So believe, which is the Aqeedah. Fear Allah, which is the Aqeedah, is related to justice. كُونُوا قَوَّامِينَ لِلَّهِ شُهَدَاءَ بِالْقِسْطِ. Are you going to believe? Stand out firmly for Allah as just witnesses. So, this shows us how important justice and the proper aqeedah. One cannot be of a proper aqeedah if he is not just. One cannot be of a proper aqeedah if he is not just. Man, so we have to be just. We have to practice how to love and live, as we said before. As the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said in hadith, أحبب حبيبك يوما ما عسى أن يكون بغيضك يوما ما وأبغض بغيضك يوما ما عسى أن يكون حبيبك يوما ما. Love the one you love, wisely, and not to limit that you give him everything, and take him as everything, but wisely, as he might one day turn to be your enemy. Then it's going to be very difficult for you to love your enemy and hate whom you hate wisely, and hate whom you hate wisely. And he might want one day turn to be one you love. So then it is difficult to
or he be intend to be a close friend of you, then it is difficult to hold hatred and love at the same time. So you have to practice all this. And now we come to one important also thing that I missed. Which is the aqidah and business. And business. Allah Ta'ala says, وَيُحِلُّ اللَّهُ الْبَيْعَ وَحَلَّ اللَّهُ الْبَيْعَ وَحَرَّمَ الرِّبَا وَأَحَلَّ اللَّهُ الْبَيْعَ وَحَرَّمَ الرِّبَا. And Allah Ta'ala and Allah as we say to Baqarah ayat 175 الذين قلوا الربا لا يقومون إلا كما يقوم الذي يتخبطه الشيطان من المس ذلك بأنه إنما البيع للربا وأحل الله البيع وحرم الربا. وأحل البيع وحرم الربا. إذن so Allah Ta'ala is clear on that. الَّذِينَ يَأْكُلُونَ الرِّبَى those who eat riba, the injury, لَا يَقُومُونَ إِلَّا كَمَا يَقُومُ يعني يوم القيامة, meaning in the day of resurrection, they will not stand, meaning in the day of resurrection, except like the one, like the standing of a person beaten by the shaitan. Min al-mas, leading him to insanity. That when the shaitan possesses him. Why is that? Look at that. And now who the shaitan can over control him is the one who is not loved by Allah. He doesn't have the aqidah, the proper aqidah. Allah Ta'ala said, ذلك لأنهم قالوا إنما البيع مثل الربا. That is because they say trading or business is only like riba, usury. وأحل الله البيع وحرم الربا. Whereas Allah has permitted business, trading, and forbidden riba. فَمَنْ جَاءَهُ مَوْعِظَةٌ يعني one can say now what is the relation between عقيدة and this. Look at this. فَمَنْ جَاءَهُ مَوْعِظَةٌ مِنْ رَبِّهِ فَانْتَعَ فَلَهُ مَا سَلَفَ وَأَمْرُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَمَنْ عَادَ فَأُولَئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ So whoever receives an admonition from his load and stops eating riba shall not be punished for the past. His case is for Allah to judge. But he, whoever returns back to riba, that is, first of all, ashab al-nar, wherever Allah Ta'ala says ashab al-nar, means that they are permanently in the fire. And permanently in the fire means disbelief. No aqidah. Not every aqidah. So we have to be careful. We have to be careful. It is not the matter of using riba. Using riba is a disobedient, one of the major sins. But continuing on using riba will lead to the same, or to saying that riba is halal one day. Ma'am? So we have to be careful of that. We have to be careful of that. And avoid anything that can weaken our aqidah. A look to the aqidah and beautifulness of parents. Hazrat Allah Ta'ala said, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّاكُ إِلَّا إِيَّاكَ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. يبلغن عندك الكبر أحدهما أو كلاهما فلا تقل لهما أف ولا تنهرهما وقل لهما قولا كريما. وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه. هذه عقيدة. This is عقيدة. And your Lord has decreed that you worship none but him. This is aqidah. What is this then? This is aqidah. This is the faith. This is the belief. This is what you are created for. As Allah Ta'ala said, as in Surah Al-Dariyat, Ayah 56, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I created not jinn and mankind except that they worship me. Alone. As Ibn Kathir said in his tafsir. So, this is the part of aqidah. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. And that you be beautiful to your parents. That you be beautiful to your parents. Allahu Akbar. This is manhaj. This is manhaj. When your parents, and you are a believer, and you have a good belief, you cannot leave this part of manhaj, which is treating your parents goodly, and you be beautiful to them. Even if they were to be kuffar, as what Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-Ankabut, in Ayah 8 of Surah Al-Ankabut, وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ حُسْنًا وَإِنْ جَاهَدَاكَ لِتُشْرِكَ بِي مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٌ فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا إِلَيَّ مَرْجِعُكُمْ فَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. وصينا الإنسان بوالديه إحسانا. And we have commanded mankind to be beautiful to his parents. As if they would struggle against him in order to make him worship for that Allah, then let him not do that. Then let him not to do that, not to obey them. Then let him not to obey them. And as in Surah Luqman ayah 15, Allah Ta'ala said, وَإِنْ جَاهَدَاكَ عَلَىٰ أَنْ تُشْرِكَ بِهِ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٌ فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا. This is similar to ayah of Anka. But here is something extra. فَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. And accompany them and this worldly life in a good way. واتبع سبيل من أناب إلي. As in Surah Luqman ayah 51, sorry, ayah 15. وإن جاهداك على أن تشرك بي ما ليس لك بي علم فلا تطعهما. But if they, meaning the parents, strive with you to make you join in worship with me, others, that of which you have no knowledge, then obey them not. And that's it? No. This explains the ayah of Surah Al-Kabir, which I have said earlier. But if they, but behave with them in a world kindly. In this world kindly. And follow the path of him who turns to me and repentance and obedience. Then to me will be your return, and I shall tell you what you used to do. So here we got number of guidances or guidelines of how to fulfill the manhaj in our life. In other words, there is no split between the manhaj and the aqidah. Aqidah and manhaj are joined together. They are not one thing, but they are joined together. If I would give an example of the aqidah and manhaj, then I would say that the aqidah and manhaj is like the bricks and cement. They have to be together so they can make a wall. Or I may say that it is like cement and water, so the cement can be solid. Anyway, aqidah and manhaj cannot be split. We only began with the hadith of obeying the Prophet, also obeying the parents. And let me just now emphasize one more thing before I end up this part of our course, which is the Aqidah and Manhaj, and the course called Future Knowledge. And I will give you the conclusion of why we had this part of the course. Every Muslim claim
that they love Allah, that he loves Allah. And when he loves Allah, he loves the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But very little Muslims who worship Allah the way he subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. Worship him sincerely and obeying the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and following him. And many ayat, Allah Ta'ala said, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu ati'u Allah wa ati'u Rasul. Obey Allah and obey His Messenger. And many ayat. Not only one single ayat, but in many ayat. Naam? And in the hadith, which is reported by Bukhari Muslim, hadith of Abu Hurairah, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, من أطاعني فقد أطاع الله ومن عصاني فقد عصى الله. Who obeys me, he obeys Allah. And who disobeys me, or who doesn't obey me, he doesn't obey Allah. And in the other hadith also, which is reported by Bukhari, Isa sallam said, من أطاعني دخل الجنة ومن عصاني فقد أصبح. Who obeys me will enter the Jannah, and who disobeys me is the one who refused to enter the Jannah. And we all know the ayah of Surah Al-Imran, ayah number 51. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يَحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ قُلْ أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْكَافِرِينَ. Look at this, إخوان. Link between the theme of the ayah, لَا يُحِبُّ الْكَافِرِينَ, and the beginning of the ayah. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ. So if you love Allah, if you are sincere with Allah, then follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As then Allah Ta'ala will love you. And then Allah Ta'ala gave us the manhaj. How? I love Allah, I love the Messenger. How can I abuse that? How can I, what can I do? What should I do? Allah Ta'ala said, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِ يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ. قُلْ أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ, قُلْ أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْكَافِرِينَ. Say, obey Allah as a messenger. As if they turn away, whether Allah does not love, Allah loves not the kafirin, the disbelievers. So here we see that our kafirin, if they don't follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah would not love them, and who Allah Ta'ala does not love, then he is not a believer. What a statement that Imam Ahmad rahimah Allah Ta'ala said about the ayah where Allah Ta'ala said, فليحذر الذين يخالفون عن أمره أن تصيبهم فتنة أو يصيبهم عذاب أليم. Let those who oppose his way or his command or his matter be aware that a fitna might fall on them, or a severe punishment or a painful punishment. But Imam Ahmad was asked, how come that
And how can you understand this? He said, the person might commit yani a bid'ah, and then he continue on committing a bid'ah after a bid'ah until he comes out of Islam completely. As in the hadith agreed upon on it, from the hadith of Anas ibn Malik رضي الله تعالى عنه، النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من ولده ووالده والناس أجمعين. One of you would not be a believer up until I become the most beloved one to him, from more beloved to him from his child, his son, his father, and all mankind. And all mankind. So you have to be careful. This is the manhaj. This is the manhaj, ikhwan. The manhaj is to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in all of your life. That is the manhaj. And how to pray, how to worship, how to deal with your parents, kinship, neighbors, others, even others who's here, like minnakum shana'anu qawm. Let not the hatred of some people make you be unjust, but be just. That is near to fear Allah. So, and now I come to the answer of the question that I mentioned earlier. Why did I choose this part to be in this course and to begin with it? It is simply because many people think that they are up on the proper aqeedah, but they do not know or do not see or do not realize that they have already left the aqeedah behind them. As for example, the Rafida say that they believe in Allah and the Messenger, but they have committed major bid'ah that led them out of the boundaries of Islam. Look at the Sufis. Look at the Mu'tazila. Look at the Qadariya. Look at the Khawarij. Look at the any of our bid'ah, the Balwis, Jibandis, whatsoever. Where did they stop? From the things that cannot come together to show you how the people of innovation try to give a coverage to each other's, because they are from the same platform, from the same background. They are all of them bid'ah. How big it is, how bad it is, they are all of them bid'ah. And even the little bid'ah today is going to continue growing to be a major bid'ah tomorrow or soon. A brother who is attending now the class sent me an email of some of the brothers who is giving a talk amongst his people. right? They already committed many bid'ah, but look at this now. He was mentioning the name of Imam Azam, as he called him, and he means Hussein alayhi salam. Exactly the way that the Rawafid do. And then he mentioned Karbala and the grave of Hussein and the story that the Rafida fabricated. And he even said the same lies that they said, that so and so came to Hussein and then on, and they had no mercy with them, they killed him like this, like that. And then he said, and this guy saying, so these people who mention, yani, who, yani, pray for that Allah be pleased with Abu Bakr and Umar at the beginning of this khutbah or the lecture or the talk, they also say exactly like Rawafid say about Hussein, while Rawafid speak very evil about Abu Bakr and Umar. So look at how the Ahlul Bidah all together come from the same hall of the needle, or the same place, as we would say. That's why we say we have to learn the Aqeedah and the Manhaj. And I just wanted to show you the factors of the Manhaj. What is the Manhaj? And I wanted to show you the link between the Aqeedah and each factor of these factors of the Manhaj. And that you cannot be a person who is Abu al-Aqeedah and at the same time you be some type of innovation. That cannot be. But for example, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, من غشنا ليس منا فليس منا. Who cheats us is not one of us. So cheating is only a sin. But look how it affects on the Aqeedah, saying it's not one of us. I'm not to be one of them, meaning that you are with the others, you are the kuffar. Yes, we don't say that cheating is kuffar, but it means sooner or later this person is going to commit major bid'ah and maybe kuffar, if he does not repent back to Allah and judge himself before he judged on the day of resurrection, and get himself ready for that day of resurrection. Yani, this is all about how we can link between the Aqeedah and Manhaj. And I end up now by telling you why I brought this topic, and I gave it all this time, which I still think that it is little time, it's not enough for talking about the connection between Aqeedah and Manhaj. Wallahi ya ikhwan, if I would go with you, I will show proofs and evidences. Man and his wife, Aqeedah and Manhaj. Aqeedah and Manhaj, Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, La yashruk mu'min mu'mina. Look, mu'min mu'mina, meaning husband and wife. Let him not to divorce her just for a person that he doesn't like from her. Man? So he is mu'min and mu'mina. Man? And also, Isa sallam said to the woman that if the husband, he said to one woman, what is your how are you with your husband? She said, I always please him, and I am always trying to do whatever he likes, if it is permissible, as in the meaning of the hadith. But the meaning of the hadith is not far from the
text itself. He said to the woman, look to how you are with him, because he is your, either your Jannah or Hell or not. So this shows that the link, children, etc., etc., the servants, the slaves, everybody has the manhaj, which is very strongly, very aggressively stick to the aqidah. Manhaj and aqidah are stick together. Now, in the aspect of worships, I wanted to go more, but as I said, I just gave a very, I try to summarize it as much as I can, so people do not say it is too long in the course. I just, in the worships, Salah, you say, Allahu Akbar, this is the aqidah. Now, the manhaj is how to perform it. When you go fasting, for example, aqidah is that, it is a secret worship between you and your Lord. Nobody can know what you do in your brothers, when you are alone. One can drink water and you know, and no one knows. But Allah knows. So this is aqidah. Now, and the manhaj, as what Isa Salam said, لَا يَكُنْ يَوْمُ صَوْمِكَ وَيَوْمُ فِطْرِكَ سَوَاءَ. Do not let the day in which you fast and the day which are not fasting the same. Why? Because if you are doing good on normal days, on fasting days you need to do much more better. If you are doing bad on the normal days, then on the fasting days you need to be better. And Hajj, same thing. لَبَّيْكَ اللَّهُمَّ لَبَّيْكَ. Respond to you, call on Allah after response. And the manhaj is to do exactly like what Rasulullah SAW did. To be in Arafat all day, in Muzdalifah all night, in Mina all the day with Tishrei. You have to stone, you have to slaughter if you are someone who is doing Hajj. If you are Haytamat al Quran, you have to perform Tawaf on the Kaaba and Sa'a between the Saba and Marwa, like what Rasulullah SAW did. Now, that is the manhaj, the way how to do it. Now, in every worship, you will see the aqidah of the leader. As in the ayah of Surah Muhammad, ayah 19, فَعَلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكَ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Know that there is no one worthy of worship but Allah, and then seek forgiveness for your sin and the sins of the believers. I just showed you to show you how to implement the aqidah in your life. Our class is going to be from next Saturday about the aqidah itself. About the aqidah itself. What is the proper aqidah now? Now we knew that there is a strong connection between the aqidah and manhaj. To limit that, it is very rigid. You cannot split them. And if you would, you will damage each one of them. Definitely. You will damage each one of them if you try to separate between them. We want to go now for next week on the, what we call it, the scientific classes, meaning we are going to get into the science of aqidah. signs of hadith, signs of usul fiqh and like that. Prepare yourself for next week. We are going to begin with the aqeedah from A till Z, from Rububiyyah until Asma al-Sifat. How to have the proper aqeedah in there, how to implement it in your life, inshallah ta'ala. I ask Allah ta'ala to grant us all, me and you all, the proper iman, and fill our hearts with it, and make it reflect on our body parts, our brains, our eyes, ears, tongues, mouths, nose, hands and legs, and every part of our body to be only used in the way to please Allah Ta'ala and make us of those who use their times wisely and whatever pleasing Allah Ta'ala. This was only introduction, only introduction to our tributes, which is key to knowledge. And it was only the key which is now inserted into the lock, and now inshallah we are going to turn it to open the gate to our religion, to understand it properly, inshallah ta'ala. Allahu ta'ala alam, wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad وعلى آله وصحبه.